I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. There are many different attitudes today about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, for those of us who have trusted Him as Savior, we know and believe that He came the first time. We know that He was born of a virgin. And, of course, we celebrate Christmas. That reminds us of His birth. And then we celebrate Easter. That is a celebration because that's when our Lord rose from the dead after His crucifixion. But we believe in the first coming of the Lord. But there are others who do not believe that. There are some who do not believe He came the first time. And those people who do not believe He came the first time, well, they need to get saved. They need to receive Jesus Christ as Savior. They need to realize He did come the first time. But you know, there are many attitudes today about the second coming of our Lord. And today, as we look into this, we want to look at a few scriptures. In Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 15, the Bible says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us, that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works." And then verse 15 of Titus 2 says this, "These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee." You and I as Christians, we are to proclaim that Jesus Christ not only came the first time, but He is coming the second time. And we keep reading in the Word of God and go to 2 Peter chapter 2. And we read there in verses 1 and 2, it says, "But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of." There are many today who speak evil. They deny the Lord. They deny that He ever came. And they also deny, even those who say He did come the first time, they deny that He's coming the second time. And then we look further in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verses 3 through 5, the first part of 5, the verse 5 there. It says, "This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts, and saying, Where is the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation." And the first part of verse 5 says, "For this they willingly are ignorant of." In other words, they're ignorant of the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And once again, I believe the verses that we just read in 2 Peter chapter 3, there are some people who do not believe even in the first coming of the Lord. And then I believe that verse is also teaching that there are people who scoff at the second coming, of the prophecy of His second coming. Well, there are many who say they believe the Lord is coming, but according to the teaching of the Bible, there are very few who are looking for His return. And I believe we see that more and more in our day. The evidence is all around us. And I believe those who are looking for the Lord are constantly attending a local church. I believe that God has ordained the local church where we gather together to worship Him, to get empowered from the Word of God. Now, we read the Word of God. I pray that you read the Word of God even at home and wherever you're at, that you read the Word of God. Then you go to a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching local church where the Word of God is preached, where you can grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. Well, those who are looking for the Lord are constant attenders at His house, I believe. Hebrews 10:25 says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as you see the day approaching." The day, the coming of our Lord. And then we see that one thing that will solve slackness in attendance in local churches is to get every church member looking for the return of the Lord. And the one thing that will solve the financial condition of the local church is to get all members looking for the return of the Lord. We meet Christians all the time. I speak with Christians, and they say they're having a lot of problems. And I ask them, "What church do you go to?" And they say, "Well, I don't attend one regularly. I just go here and there and everywhere." Well, my advice to those people is to get into a good Bible-believing local church and stay there and hear the Word of God. And there are many churches today who are in financial need. And my advice there is to start teaching and preaching that Jesus is coming again. And when we get that in our minds and in our hearts, things will change in our lives as Christians. Well, I believe those who are looking for the Lord will also take part in the worship of the church. And then Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 11, verses 23 through 26, he says, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he comes." Well, we need to worship the Lord, and one way we do that is by having communion or taking the Lord's Supper in our local church. And as often as we do that, the Bible says there in 1 Corinthians 11, as often as we do that, we're remembering the Lord. We're showing his death until he comes. He is coming again. And you know, there's many people who do not partake of the Lord's Supper in a local church. They think that staying home and drinking a little bit of juice and eating a little wafer or whatever is the same thing. It's not. You remember, the Lord gathered together with his apostles in that upper room, and he set the stage for the local church, for the local church to receive his supper in remembrance of him. And you'll remember that Paul the Apostle, in writing to the Corinthian church here in 1 Corinthians 11, he was not writing just to a group of people on the street corner. He was writing to people who were members of a local church, the church at Corinth. Well, those who are looking for the Lord will hold fast to the truth according to the Bible. Revelation 2:25 says, "But that which ye have already hold fast till I come." And before the devil can make a modernist out of anyone, he must first destroy the fact of the second coming with them. In other words, don't worry about Jesus coming back, he'll tell people. You know, he's not coming, and we've read the verse where it says there'll be scoffers, and they'll say, "Where is the promise of his coming? It's been so long." I got news for you. The Lord is not hindered or hampered by time. He's coming back when he's ready. And false cults question or deny the second coming, or part of it in one way or the other. Or some people even tell you that the second coming has already happened, or that, you know, they start naming dates. And one man who has passed away not too long ago, he set about four or five dates and Jesus had not come back, and now he's gone. I pray that the man went to heaven. I don't know his heart, but I pray that, and want you to understand that no man knows the day or the hour when Jesus is coming back. And those who are looking for the Lord will take advantage of every opportunity to witness for him. Paul the Apostle did in 1 Corinthians 16, verses 8 and 9. we read about Paul, and all through the scriptures that the Pauline epistles and the books that Paul wrote in the Word of God, he witnessed for the Lord no matter where he was at, chained up to guards. He still witnessed for the Lord. And I believe those people who are looking for the Lord are not unduly disturbed by world conditions. In Luke chapter 21 and verse 28, it says, "And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh." That gives me, that makes me joyful knowing that Jesus is coming back. And when we see the world conditions, and this world is in terrible shape, when we see it getting worse and worse, we need to lift up our heads because we're closer to the coming of the Lord than at any other time in history. Well, my attitude is a biblical one concerning the second coming. I believe the Bible when it says that I will be with the Lord when he returns. Revelation 19:14 says, "And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean." Well, you say, how's that going to be? Well, once again, Paul the Apostle tells us this in 1 Thessalonians 4:14, "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him." And then in verse 17 of 1 Thessalonians 4, it says, "Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." As a saved person, I look to the things of the world that are happening right now, pointing to the second coming of Jesus, and I rejoice because I know that before that happens, before he comes the second time, I'm going to go with him in the rapture of the church. He's coming after me. The Bible says that we'll be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And I wonder today, are you looking for Jesus Christ? Have you found him? Jesus Christ says, "I want you. I want you to receive me as your Savior." And I think of that old hymn, "Just As I Am." It says, "Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come." If you're lost today, if you have never trusted Jesus as your Savior, you need to come to him today, the Lamb of God, and say something like this in your heart: "Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. Please come into my heart. I receive you as my Lord and my Savior." And if you're a Christian and you're not serving him, that old song, "Just As I Am," is for you as well. "Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot." And the Bible, or the verse says, "Fightings and fears within, without, O Lamb of God, I come, I come." Do you know him today as your Savior? And if you do, you need to be serving him. He's coming for us soon.
You've been listening to It's a Good Life Radio. To request a free transcript of this program, you can write to Dr. Woodard at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Visit our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We know you will be blessed. This program is listener supported. Support your local church first. Any gifts to support this ministry can be sent to LRWM at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Until next time, this is Doug Anderson reminding you, it's a good life living for the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.